Welcome to the Student Housing Insight Podcast, where we are putting you in touch with the people who bring student housing to life. This is Wesley Dees, and I'm your host today. So guys, I really want to say how much I appreciate you guys listening to this podcast and to everything that we've been doing. I've taken a little bit of a break in the past couple of weeks, just a lot of stuff going on, flu, as everybody has been dealing with throughout the country, as well as just being busy with work and life in general. But this past week was NAA, National Apartment Association, their Campus Connects conference. As most of you guys know, over the past 10 to 11 years, NAA has been putting on a student housing conference. This year they rebranded it Campus Connects, and you'll see NAA, some things that they're going to be doing different in this next year is rebranding all of their conferences, just to kind of really emphasize what those conferences are all about. But anyway, I wanted to share with you guys, I was able to do a lot of content that you guys are going to see over the next several weeks. I spent a lot of time in the exhibit hall meeting with different vendors and recording some videos that will come out on our YouTube channel here in the weeks to come, as well as some podcasts. I had a great podcast recording with Dan Aldersdorf, who has been with Campus Advantage really since day one, but about 5 months ago he went into a new position called the Chief Learning Officer, and so I got to spend a little bit of time with him and talk to him about what that's all about and how the rest of us can increase our training programs and platforms for our employees. And anyway, looking forward to really sharing all of those things with you. But I did get a few minutes to sit down with Clark Ebert, who is the Director of Conference Learning with NAA, and was really kind of my first contact with regarding this year's event and what all's going on. And so I wanted to play that for you. Just a quick 10-minute interview with him to kind of give some of the highlights. Really quick, I will let me give you my opinions on some things here. There was a great number of vendors, as I've told you guys before. NAA is the event, regardless if it's student housing or senior housing or anything that NAA does, it's going to be well attended by the vendors, and this was no exception. If you're ever new to something different in multifamily housing, maybe it's a different type of product that you're launching or thinking about launching. Maybe you've done traditional garden style and now you're looking at either as an operator or as a developer, expanding into something a little bit more urban, mid-rise or high-rise. Their events are always great to get good ideas because it is so well attended by the vendors. And this, of course, was no exception. There were a couple of new launches that those vendors had, mostly regarding tech and virtual reality, which we'll get into with some future episodes. I did not get to attend really any of the sessions. There were some learning, the learning corner type of sessions that I sat in on. I didn't get to, just because I was so busy with meeting with the vendors and putting together this additional content that I'm going to be releasing to you guys. I didn't get to spend as much time in the sessions as I would prefer. And so I don't really have a lot of feedback on that. But from everybody else I spoke to, they seemed to get a lot out of it. I will say I was really disappointed with the number of site level employees that were not there this year compared to in years past when I've attended. This is, as I've said before, this is really the event for your site level employees. I know it was a little bit different this year. It was a little tough with, it being on Valentine's Day. Next year, it is the same week. It is the 12th and the 13th, which gives you a little bit more time to get back home to see your sweetheart. But hopefully I've got a feeling that was probably a big reason behind the poor attendance from the site level and employees that I was hoping to see and that I'm used to seeing at this event. I really hope that you guys will encourage your people to go next year if you're at the site level or even at the regional level, because this is just, it's such a great event to really kind of get a bigger picture of what's happening in the student housing industry for those site level employees, and really provides a good platform for them to, you know, find out about areas of support that they can draw from, both from vendors as well as from networking with other companies. So hey, next year let's make it the event for on-site people to attend. I think that will be a lot of fun. Plus, it's in, you know, it's Champions Gate in Orlando. I think is a good 10-minute Uber drive to the entrance of Disney World. You know, take advantage of that. You know, go ahead and get the whole week off, and you know, bring the family down and do what I did. We went to SeaWorld on Monday, had a great time. I was in the conference Tuesday and Wednesday. My wife stayed with the kids at the pool and just really kind of wore them out with the Florida sun. They had a ton of time or ton of fun. And yeah, it was great. So I would definitely you know, encourage you guys to do that and kind of make a bigger event out of it. Maybe relate some of your, because I know a lot of people at this point in time are doing, you know, budget retreats and training retreats. So maybe you extend that out a little bit and, you know, bring your company in to take part of the conference and then go ahead and spend a couple days training on something else internally with your company. I think that's a great idea. But anyway, let's get to the interview with Clark, and I'll see you on the other side. Thanks. I'm here at NAA's Campus Connects with Clark Ebert, who is the Director of Conference Education for NAA. And Clark, you know, I've spent a lot of time in the exhibit hall and a little bit of time really talking with people about what's happening in the sessions, and everybody seems really happy with certainly with the location here in Orlando and a lot of the content as well. What's been your takeaway?
So it's always challenging to design a really good program with robust content for student housing, and I feel like we did an ace job again this year. We're delighted to be in Orlando. It's a beautiful location. We made some changes this year that I think are noteworthy. We've added a Tuesday night party, which sort of brings everybody together for an extended good time. It was beautiful. It was outside. And it was really festive. This morning, on our second day at the conference, we had a kickoff general session called Coffee on the Quad, which featured 7 speakers. We used this really cool format called Ignite, where each speaker is given 20 slides that automatically advance every 20 seconds. So it makes for some really fast, passionate storytelling. I was particularly happy this morning with the way that turned out for our attendees.
Yeah. I talked to Dan after that, and he was sweating pretty hard. So.
That format is a lot of pressure on presenters because there's not really room for anything that's not essential. So it's highly curated and edited. You really only have 6 minutes and 40 seconds to get an entire beginning, middle, and end to your story out to your audience.
Yeah. So, Clark, a couple of sessions that were interesting to you this year. Have you got any favorites?
So there's a session that's happening this afternoon in our last time block that features a bunch of folks from local Florida universities talking about concerns for LGBTQ students and how they fit into the framework of their living situation and ways that our members can be supportive to make a positive experience for everybody who's involved. And I'm really excited about that. I think it's a real hot topic. It's something that we've been more conscious of in the last year or two with trans rights. and also in terms of particularly pertinent within the last few months in light of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Anything else?
There was a great session this morning that was really nothing earth-shattering, but it worked at 40 ways to sort of get back to basics in your operations. Oh, yeah. I think that as a mature person in my career, I know that one of the ways to succeed is to really constantly recenter yourself in terms of your mission and the way you do things. And that's something that needs maintenance over time, and you need to sort of come fresh again to the things that you're dedicated to. So I thought that was great to include on the program this year.
Good.
So next year, I know that it's basically the same week, and it's going to be here in the same location. This year was kind of the rebrand to Campus Connects. You want to talk a little bit about, you know, what was behind that? I think I got to tell you, a lot of the graphics that you guys have done just looks great and energizing. So what's behind that?
Really, we wanted to focus on the word connect, because that's really at the essence of what this generation of student housing consumers are looking for. They're very digitally connected, they're very socially connected, and they are also connected to the folks who are educating them. So we wanted to take that idea and embody it with our branding for the events.
Great. Now, is there a push on any of the other NAA events to do any kind of rebranding with those?
In fact, there are. we sort of looked at all of our events holistically, because we want to make sure that NAA is consistently represented across all of our events throughout the years. Next month's event that's focused on governance and advocacy has been rebranded to Advocate. This year, our June conference, formerly known as the NAA Education Conference, has been rebranded to Apartmentalize.
Cool.
We realized that in all the years that we have been producing this great face-to-face event, that it doesn't really ever make reference to what our industry does.
Yeah, and that conference is really the essence of kind of everything that you guys do. I know it's very well attended. I've been to it probably twice within the past 10 years, and it's one I wish I could go to every year. But it's always one of those that ends up being so close to that summer turnover for those of us in the student housing, so it's been tough to get to. But those are, if you've got the ability to do it, and especially if you're on site or in a regional manager position, I think it's a great way to really, you know, start taking steps to advance your career.
So in June, we're looking for about 10,000 folks to show
wow.
up. And I always refer to it as the meeting of the tribe.
Yeah.
there's a great sense of camaraderie among the industry. People who work in this industry, I think, really have a good general sense that they're helping provide a place to live. They're providing a sense of home to people.
Yeah.
And that when we come together for this event, that you can really feel that camaraderie. There are a lot of ways to get education. There are a lot of ways to help you focus and develop in your career. But a face-to-face event is not really replaceable. That's when we eyeball each other and reset ourselves to make sure that you know, we're remaining true to our passion.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of virtual reality companies that are here, and in talking with those, it's kind of funny thinking about where the future may go, and how you know, next time we want to go to NAA in 20 years, do we just put a pair of contacts in and somehow transported to location? But anyway, well, listen, it's been great. Again, next year, same location and same week, second week in February, I guess. Anything for next year you want to make sure the listeners know about?
Well, I would say save the date. If it's on your calendar, you're much more likely to register and show up. It will be February 13th and 14th, 2019. We'll be in the same location. Florida really hits the spot. in the middle of February, especially if you're anywhere in the northern part of the country. It's a really nice break to feel the sunshine and on your skin and feel a little bit of moisture in the air.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, Clark, I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, Wesley. Thanks for speaking with me.
So there you have it, guys, my interview with Clark Ebert. Clark Ebert, I think it's a flat E, he told me. Clark's a great guy. If you've never met him, he's got a beard that is just, it's, man, it reminds me of some of the guys from Duck Dynasty. It's really, he's really worked hard on that beard. So anyway, just to go ahead and say again, I had a blast at NAA this year, thanks to all of those vendors who took the time to help me put together the video that will be coming out in the next few weeks and some of the other content. And also, don't forget about Interface coming up. It is April, I believe, 4th through 6th. I spoke with Rich Kelly from Student Housing Business and France Media, who puts on the Interface Conference, and he agreed to come onto the podcast and talk a little bit about what is scheduled for that conference. Again, it is I believe the correct dates are April 4th through 6th. I know it's definitely that week. In Austin, Texas, which has kind of become a staple for where this conference is located, which is great because there's so many student housing companies that are based in Austin. It makes it really easy for those folks to come. So if you're looking to get a conference for this year, I would definitely suggest getting to Interface. If you're on the vendor side, make sure you're spending your time between now and then of making appointments, because there are a lot of decision makers, C-suite and biz dev guys that are there to meet with other folks to make deals happen. And it's, I explained in a previous video, this is kind of the perfect timing for those people to meet regarding future acquisitions and development, because you want to get started with those things going into the going into August, especially with or you want to have, especially with acquisitions, you want to close on those deals, you know, sometime between August and October would be preferred. So there's a lot of folks there that are talking about those type of things, and if you're a vendor, you're heavily going to be vying for their time on their schedule. So make sure that you're making appointments and being there. Don't just show up and expect that everybody's going to stop by your booth, because not that it doesn't happen, but it's going to be a lot less productive if you're not setting up those meetings in advance. All right, guys, again, sorry for the 2-week hiatus from the podcast, but a lot of stuff going on, and looking forward to the things that you guys are going to get to see and hear over the next 2 to 3 weeks coming out of this conference and some other things we have planned. Take care, guys. Talk to you next time.